Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and get healthy, and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, author, speaker, nurse, and full circle health coach. Yesterday, while driving to an appointment, I listened on 89.3 FM or the KPCC radio station, and there was somebody talking about mindfulness. And I go, interesting subject, mindfulness. How does mindfulness relate to ESPM, which is emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health? Well, I started researching some stuff, and I came across, after I listened to it and was really, really fascinated by what the speaker said on that radio, I did some research on my own to find out why I actually was, very interested in this subject and how it related to what I'm talking about and what I'm promoting, which is health, happiness, balance, full circle health. That's what I'm talking about, right? So the first thing I was looking for is, what is actually mindfulness? And I found an amazing article written by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And so I'm quoting from some of his writings in the article. And he says, mindfulness means maintaining a moment-by-moment awareness of our thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and surrounding environment. Mindfulness also involves acceptance, meaning that we pay attention to our thoughts and feelings without judging them, without believing, for instance, that there's a right or wrong way to think or feel in a given moment. When we practice mindfulness, our thoughts tune into what we're sensing in the present moment rather than rehashing the past or imagining the future. He also wrote a program. It's called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program, or in short, MBSR, which he launched at the University of Massachusetts Medical School in 1979. Since that time, thousands of studies have documented the physical and mental health benefits of mindfulness in general, and MBSR in particular, inspiring countless programs to adapt the MBSR model for schools, prison, hospitals, veteran centers, and beyond. And I go, whoa, this is quite something. Then I ask the next question, why practice mindfulness? I mean, what really does this have to do with anything? And I found that studies have shown that practicing mindfulness, even for just a few weeks, can bring a variety of physical, psychological, and social benefits. Here are some of these benefits which extend across many different settings. Mindfulness is good for our bodies. A seminal study found that after just 8 weeks of training, practicing mindfulness meditation boosts our immune system's ability to fight off illness. It's good for our minds. Several studies have found that mindfulness increases positive emotions while reducing negative emotions and stress. It seems to be helping to fight depression. Mindfulness changes our brains. Research has found that it increases density of gray matter in brain regions linked to learning, memory, emotion regulation, and empathy. Mindfulness helps us focus. Studies suggest that mindfulness helps us tune out distractions and improves our memory and attention skills. Isn't that something we all kind of need or want? So it goes on saying, mindfulness fosters compassion and altruism. Research suggests mindfulness training makes us more likely to help someone in need and increases activity in neural networks involved in understanding the suffering of others and regulating emotions. Evidence suggests it might boost self-compassion as well. That's another good one, because some of us are not very compassionate with ourselves, and we need to do that too in order for us to be able to help others. Mindfulness enhances relationships. Research suggests mindfulness training makes couples more satisfied with their relationship, makes each partner feel more optimistic and relaxed, and makes them feel more accepting of and closer to one another. Mindfulness is good for parents and parents-to-be. Studies suggest it may reduce pregnancy-related anxiety, stress, and depression in expectant parents. Parents who practice mindfulness report being happier with their parenting skills and their relationship with their kids, and their kids were found to have better social skills. Mindfulness helps schools. There's scientific evidence that teaching mindfulness in the classroom reduces behavior problems and aggression amongst students and improves their happiness levels and ability to pay attention. So that's where I'm kind of jumping up off the rafters here. Many people, when they have some issues with paying attention or stuff, they're just given medication to take care of it. Why don't we start with mindfulness and see how that applies to us first and how we can do it in a healthy, natural way. All right, that's just my suggestion. And as you know by now, I am totally promoting health the natural way as much as possible. I'm not saying that sometimes medication is not necessary, but quite often it's given out too easily. All right, back to why practice mindfulness. Kate says that it helps the schools, so that it helps to pay attention. Teachers trained in mindfulness also show lower blood pressure, less negative emotion and symptoms of depression, and greater compassion and empathy. Mindfulness helps healthcare professionals cope with stress, connect with their patients, and improve their general quality of life. It also helps mental health professionals by reducing negative emotion and anxiety and increasing their positive emotions and feelings of self-compassion. Mindfulness helps prisons. Evidence suggests mindfulness reduces anger, hostility, and mood disturbances among prisoners by increasing their awareness of their thoughts and emotions, helping with their rehabilitation and reintegration. Mindfulness helps veterans. Studies suggest it can reduce the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD in the aftermath of wars. Mindfulness fights obesity. Practicing mindful eating encourages healthier eating habits, helps people lose weight, and helps them savor the food they do eat. Amazing, isn't it? Then we have how to cultivate mindfulness. Because we have the why is mindfulness, or what is mindfulness, why to practice it, and now it's how to cultivate it. And John Kabat-Zinn emphasizes that although mindfulness can be cultivated through formal meditation, that's not the only way. It's not really about sitting in the full lotus like pretending you're a statue in a British museum. He says in this Greater Good video, it's about living your life as if it really mattered, moment by moment by moment by moment. Here are a few key components of practicing mindfulness that Kabat-Zinn and others identify. Pay close attention to your breathing, especially when you're feeling intense emotions. Remember, just last week or the week before, I talked about breathing, and it is so important. Number two, notice, really notice what you're sensing in a given moment, the sights, sounds, and smells that ordinarily slip by without reaching your conscious awareness. Three, recognize that your thoughts and emotions are fleeting and do not define you. An insight that can free you from negative thought patterns. And four, tune into your body's physical sensation, from the water hitting your skin in the shower to the way your body rests in your office chair. To develop these skills in everyday life, you can try these exercises used in Kabat-Zinn's MBSR program and elsewhere. One of them is called the body scan, where you focus your attention along your body from the toes to the top of your head, trying to be aware and accepting of whatever you sense in these body parts without controlling or changing those feelings. Another one is called the Raisin exercise, where you slowly use all of your senses, one after another, to observe a raisin in great detail, from the way it feels in your hand to the way it tastes first on your tongue. This exercise is intended to help you focus on the present moment and can be tried with different foods. Walking meditation, where you focus on the movement of your body as you take step after step, your feet touching and leaving the ground, an everyday activity we usually take for granted. This exercise is often practiced walking back and forth along a path 10 paces long, though it can be practiced along most any path. Then there is a loving kindness meditation. There is much, much, much more. And I just really hope that, for more information, watch our videos of Kabat-Zinn for his take on how to build mindfulness, and check out these six mindfulness exercises you can try today from Pocket Mindfulness. And actually, I have given you a link for a free gift that has to do with John Kabat-Zinn, with all the things that, or some of the things that he is actually sharing with us here. So I hope you have realized how more mindfulness is definitely part of my Get Healthy Now, my emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. And now I want to leave you with my contact information so you can contact me with questions, suggestions, or whatever you need. And that is, my web is http://www.mickleknight.com, www.mickleknight.com. And the link is there, as well as dythompson@mickleknight.com is my email. And my phone number, 562-335-4956, for calls and text messages. For right now, I'm going to say, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered. And I will talk to you again next week. I really would appreciate getting some of your feedback. I know the website is not totally finished yet, but that's why I gave you also my email address and my phone number, so you can send me questions, suggestions, and information that is pertinent to my Get Healthy Now broadcast. So again, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the sunshine wherever you are, and stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered. Until next week.